Please be seated. In the name of our risen Savior, dear fellow redeemed, this week is Good Shepherd Week. And if you grew up in a Christian home or attended Sunday school, perhaps when you hear those words, the Good Shepherd, certain pictures or images come to mind. Maybe it's the picture of Jesus standing amongst a flock of sheep, or maybe it's the picture of Jesus caring for an injured sheep by draping it over his shoulders and then carrying it that way. Or maybe it's the picture of Jesus gently cradling a little lamb in his arms. And along with those pictures are the many hymns and the many passages of Scripture that speak of Jesus as our Good Shepherd. Our text this morning comes from one of those portions of Scripture, John chapter 10, often referred to as the Good Shepherd chapter of the Bible. And in the verses for our consideration this morning, Jesus says to us, his sheep, that as our Good Shepherd, he knows us and he protects us. We read from John chapter 10, verses 27 to 30. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. Technology, it can be so amazing. Let's take communication, for example. Keeping in touch with someone today, it's easier than ever before. I think I'd be safe in saying that most of us here can call or email or text or tweet at any time, day or night. And yet, despite this ability to be in constant communication with one another, studies have shown that people today are still lonely. It seems that people are looking for relationships that go deeper than texting or Facebook. Now contrast that with the relationship that's described in our reading today, the relationship between Jesus, our Good Shepherd, and we, his sheep. Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." The word that's translated here for know, it means to have a thorough personal knowledge of someone. At our baptism, we became members of the Good Shepherd's flock, and as one of his sheep, Jesus knows each one of us personally. And through faith, we have a relationship with him, one that is stronger, one that's deeper and more special than any other relationship. It's easy then to see why this picture of Jesus as our Good Shepherd who knows us is so comforting. Or is it? He knows us through and through. He knows me better than my best friend or spouse knows me. He knows me even better than I know myself. Well, then that means he knows my neglect of his word. He knows my selfishness and my cruel treatment of others and my lustful and covetous thoughts. And he knows how I haven't used those gifts and abilities with which he has blessed me faithfully. And then those words of the prophet Isaiah begin to echo in our ears. All we like sheep have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way. Our Good Shepherd knows us well enough to see our many faults and how we haven't lived up to his standard of perfection. As a result of this failure, he also knows that we deserve nothing but God's wrath and eternal punishment in hell. Maybe it isn't such a good thing that our Good Shepherd knows us so well. And it certainly wouldn't be a good thing if it weren't for the fact that Jesus is our Good Shepherd. Jesus tells us in his word that as our Good Shepherd, he knows our every need. He knows how to care for us in the best possible way. And that's why Jesus, our Good Shepherd, became one of us, a sheep, a lamb, the Lamb of God. For all those times that we wandered from his fold with our thoughts and the things that we've said and the things that we've done, Jesus, the spotless Lamb of God, was holy and perfect in our place. And by his perfect life, it served as a substitute before God for our imperfect lives. And for all those times that we refuse to listen to our Good Shepherd's voice and follow him. Jesus, the Lamb of God, shed his blood and sacrifice himself on the cross in our place to remove our sin and our guilt. And though we were dead in our trespasses and sins, Jesus, our Good Shepherd, he knew that it was impossible for us to do anything on our own to save ourselves. And so Jesus, our Good Shepherd, did everything necessary for our salvation. Jesus, our Good Shepherd, as we heard yesterday, he laid down his life for his sheep. And he rose again, victorious, to assure us that sin's power is no more. And because of Jesus, your sins are forgiven. You're at peace with God. You no longer need to fear death. And by his resurrection, we know that God has accepted Jesus' payment, his perfect life, and his innocent sufferings and death in our place as payment for all. He's done everything necessary for our salvation. And not only does our Good Shepherd know us, our spiritual needs, but he also knows our physical needs as well. Like sheep who depend on their shepherd to provide for everything that they need, so our Good Shepherd also provides everything that we need in this life. And he does this because our Good Shepherd knows us. And concerning the sheep, our Good Shepherd also says, "Neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all. And no one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one." Parents of the young children are very protective of them. And perhaps you can recall as a child going for a walk with mom or dad, and you came to a street corner and it was time to cross the street. And mom or dad would take your hand and they would hold it until you got to the other side safely. And by taking your hand, your parents were protecting you and keeping you from harm's way. But you also knew that with your hand in theirs, you were safe and secure. As members of the Good Shepherd's flock, there are a number of spiritual predators that are after us. The devil, recognizing that we are sheep who love to wander and are so prone to straying from God, he's always on the lookout to try to find ways in which he can snatch us out of our Good Shepherd's hand. And it's not just the devil. It's also the pleasures of this world and even our own sinful flesh that continuously battle against us. And realizing how often we do wander and stray and fall into sin, you might begin to wonder, how will I ever reach heaven safely? And if it were up to us, we certainly would have reason to wonder. But thanks be to God, it isn't up to us. Our Good Shepherd, who laid down his life, rose again, victorious over sin and death and the devil for us. And he says of his sheep, "I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish." As lovingly and faithfully as a shepherd watches over his flock and protects it, so also our loving Good Shepherd watches over us, guarding and protecting us and keeping us in the faith. And stating his oneness with God the Father, Jesus says, "No one will be able to pluck us out of his or his Father's hand." And through his word and his holy supper, he strengthens our faith to withstand those attacks of those spiritual predators. And it's through that same word and sacrament that he also gives us the strength to endure the difficulties and trials that come our way in this life. And he promises that nothing will come into our life that'll be more than we can bear. And that he's also going to work those trials and difficulties for our good. He's going to work them and all things according to his purpose. Because he is our Savior, our Shepherd, and he knows us and protects us. And so those pictures that come to mind when we hear those words, the Good Shepherd, they certainly are comforting reminders of the reality that is ours. Jesus, our Good Shepherd, as we go through this difficult and hard life at times, he is constantly with us all the way. He laid down his life for his sheep. He rose again victorious to assure us that our sins are forgiven. In baptism, he made us his own, his sheep. And our Good Shepherd, who knows us and protects us, will keep us his both now and forever in heaven. Amen. Please stand for prayer. Almighty God, merciful Father, since you have wakened from death the shepherd of your sheep, grant us your Holy Spirit, that when we hear the voice of our shepherd, we may know him who calls us each by name and follow where he leads. Through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us forever. Amen.